back to Girls Unscripted. We're your hosts, Carolyn Murdoch.
Kate Riccio. And Carolyn, I think we should do something a little crazy this episode.
Please do tell.
I think we should start with a shot.
That is crazy. That's a crazy idea. And I will say we've had long days.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great idea.
It's almost as if we didn't talk about this before.
It's almost like it's completely spontaneous and spur of the moment.
Wow, brand
new
bottle.
Man, a bottle of tequila coming from where?
This is the best tequila ever. We are not sponsored. 21 Seeds Cucumber and Jalapeno. If you'd like to sponsor us, please.
You could be. So my mouth is still healing. So if I sound a little strange, that's why. Pop. Woo!
It's like champagne.
Nice. But don't make them too big.
I would never.
I'm a wussy.
I literally never. We're in our 30s.
Also, last time I like slammed them for doing shots and yet here
oh
I am.
Oh my God. We literally talked about that last episode. I'm
so, to be fair, I was impressed that they did it.
We were like, who does shots of tequila?
We asked the audience to tell us who does shots. We didn't have to look far.
Cheers to a tough week and an even tougher Vanderpump episode to watch.
Cheers to that, my friend.
Ew, it was warm. Well, not ew. Still want the sponsorship. It was really good. It's just tequila. It's tough. It's tough. We're making a mixy.
We're just preparing for Coachella next weekend.
Now that we've taken our shot, it's time for us to tell you guys the bad news. Carolyn, take it away.
We love this podcast more than anything in the entire world.
We're not quitting.
And we're not quitting, but we are going to have a bye week next week because we are all super cool as fuck and going to Coachella weekend two, which isn't as cool as weekend one, but that's okay.
Hey, it's still
going to be really cool. But here's how our podcast works. So we record the shows on Tuesday. We record Wednesday night. Wednesday night and Thursday day, our producer Rachel edits away like a crazy little wizard, and then we give our notes, and then we have the turnaround with the final cuts. It's a process.
And then on Friday, we have to do all the posting and making sure everything is uploaded. Basically, from Wednesday to Friday, it is like constant work.
It's just a lot.
And we've decided to reward ourselves, and just since we don't have any sponsors or anything, like, we can take a bye week. So we decided to take a bye week. We're going to be posting a lot more on social media, though. Some of our favorite clips that we've never posted from previous episodes. And we will miss you guys. But just know we will be back. Okay.
And better than ever.
And we're really sorry.
And we'll be sunburnt and refreshed.
But maybe we'll see Raquel on Sandoval's shoulders at Coachella.
Oh my God.
And we can report back. See, we're doing this for
please.
You.
Please. And let's say it's Tom Schwartz and let's make rumors happen.
I literally love rumors.
They're so great.
Speaking of our Vanderpump cast friends and foes, I know you know this. I was blocked by Jax Taylor.
Oh, yes. We should get into this up top, too.
This is my gabbity gab for
It's been a busy week for Girls Unscripted, primarily for Kate Riccio herself.
So last episode, we talked about this viral video that I had where I went to Jax's Studio City. He just so happened to go on a rampage on a microphone, and I just so happened to film it, and it just so happened to go viral, right? Got it. So the Friday after that, so that was on Tuesday, the Friday after that, the video's already been up, right? I had posted it on my TikTok and I had posted it on the Girls Unscripted Instagram. So I'm at Korean barbecue for a friend's birthday in Koreatown, I might add. And so like
very
not
important.
But so like not the Valley, not West Hollywood. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Not
so
like,
I keep
yeah,
that in
the
mind.
Normal spots.
And I'm telling the table the story of like this video. And I tell the whole story. I'm like, yeah, Jax did this, Jax did that, Jax. Then my friend who's at the table tells me a story and he goes, yeah, and Jax is like had the most toxic relationship with Jax and Stassi and his relationship was so shit. But then I saw Jax, like, just to paint the picture that we were really talking about Jax.
Talking shit. Jax was on our shit list.
Jax, we were just really spewing it into the world. I am not exaggerating. I swear to God, not even 1 minute after we finished our stories about Jax, he walked into the restaurant and I was sitting in the front room that only had maybe like 8 tables. It wasn't like the big main room. And
did he see you?
Well,
okay, so sorry, I'm interrupting.
Ask the question.
Okay,
I'll ask.
Did he see you?
Because let me get into it. So he walks in with none other than Max motherfucking Voyans, who we've been talking about as well. When he walked in, I was facing the doorway and I literally was like, I looked at him, I was like, Oh my God. And I flipped out like a rookie, like a scrub. But I wasn't flipping out because it was a famous person. I was flipping out because I was just talking about him. Like, you could have walked in. If I just spent 30 minutes telling a story about you and then you walked in, I would have had the same reaction.
It is synchronicity.
Because it was
serendipitous.
It was crazy. But he definitely saw me freak out. And I probably looked like a big ass fangirl. And then him and Max sat down at the table right next to me, sat there for about 5 minutes, and they were on their phones the whole time, did not talk, did not say a word, asked the waiter to move tables, and then they moved into the main room. And I'm looking at my friends at the table, I'm like, you guys, he asked to move because of me. Like, I know he did. And they're like, Kate, get the fuck over yourself. He did not ask to move because of you. He doesn't know who you are. Like, you're fine, blah, blah, blah. But I was like really in my head about it. I'm like, I could just sense that like something was up. Like, he was not fucking with me. He did not like me. So then I go home and I'm laying in bed and I go, oh, I wonder if Jack's like posted anything from the Korean barbecue. I'm like, I can't find his Instagram. Naive me texts all my friends and I'm like, oh my God, guys, drama. You'll never believe this. Jack's deleted all his social media.
Kate.
I've never been blocked as far as I know.
Rookie mistake.
And my friends were like, oh, they had the same reaction as you. They were like, are you serious? Girl. They were like, you have been blocked by Jax.
Holy shit. Okay, so do you know when he blocked you? Was it before or after Korean barbecue? Do we know that?
So I was really in my head about it. I felt really guilty. I was like
you
and look,
did. You took it hard.
I did. I was texting you. I'm like, I just like feel bad. Like, and look, I know it's Jax and he blocks everyone. But in my mind, he went out of his way to go. Because I don't really post anything on Instagram. Like right. My TikTok. Like my Instagram is just like personal. So I was like, he went out of his way to find me and block me. And it felt bad. Like, I don't want anyone to not like me, you know? But then when I really, you know, I slept on it and I really thought about it. And what I think happened was I had also posted that video of him on Girls Unscripted. I think he blocked Girls Unscripted. And as we've learned from the pilot episode of Vanderpump Rules season 11, when you block one person like Sheena and it asks, do you want to block all accounts? You can click yes. And that's why Sandoval has Summer Moon blocked. Mm-hmm. So I think he blocked Girls Unscripted and said yes to blocking all accounts because our producer, Rachel, was also blocked. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like quite as a hit on me. He probably has no idea what I look like. But for what it's worth, I am taking a sabbatical from Jax's Studio City. Next time I go in there, I will be wearing a hat and sunglasses.
Kate, you got to face your fears.
I need to give it a couple weeks. But I do like that bar.
I agree with you. I think Jax blocked Girls Unscripted because Rachel was blocked and we were blocked. So he would have to block you then Girls Unscripted. But I do think he saw your video.
Oh, because there's no way he didn't.
So viral. And that I told you last night on Sheena, Watch What Happens Live, she all like references it sort of.
You know, someone else texted me separately and said that the video was referenced on Watch What Happens Live. It was so subtle.
I don't know if it was.
But I fucking wish that I would have had enough wherewithal at some point in that video to like put the camera on me and be like, Kate Riccio here reporting live. Because the fact that like all these Vanderpump people have
so
seen it.
Much press.
But no one knows it's me.
Yeah, that's why I think it breaks my heart too.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, but still, I am blocked by Jax. I know a lot of you. So I posted a TikTok about it, and the comments were crazy. People are like, oh, I'm blocked by Ariana. I'm blocked by Sandoval. Like,
it's more common for them to block people than you think. I think it's like their mental health.
I would do the same thing.
I don't even think Jax thought about it. I think he saw the video and was like, oh, here's another Stan account block.
That's true.
You know?
But it was the whole Korean barbecue switching
but
tables.
I didn't know that. And that does make me reconsider what actually happened that night.
It was tough.
That is crazy. And then our friend saw
Max Boyens
the next night.
Our friend Johnny, who we talk about on this podcast a lot, literally sent us a photo and was like, tell me this is not Max Boyens, like behind my friend. Saw Max Boyens the next night. Like
it was.
They're all over.
It's crazy. It is. It's spooky. It's weird that you run into them so much.
Max Boyens gets around in more ways than one. Vanderpump Aside, do you have any gabbity? You sound great.
Thank you so much. I feel like I'm still like like biting marbles, but besides that, it's great.
You can hear it a little bit.
It's like I have like a little, like I'm like kid a little bit, like with a speech impediment.
Oh yeah, or like you have a retainer in.
Oh right, yeah, it feels like a retainer. That's what it feels like, because it's like just right here. But besides that, I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah, and you look great.
Rewatching the episode last week, I was like, oh my god, I could have made that story literally 30 seconds. They cut my artery. But it was like,
you don't say that you could have shortened that story. You don't say.
I was like, why am I dragging this on?
Hey, it was funny. Hey, people, you were gone for 2 weeks. The people wanted to know.
Everyone was just on their toes.
They didn't need to know.
They did not need to know.
But now they know.
I apologize.
No, don't apologize.
We're closer now.
Some people are into that shit. Like, I watched Summer House this last week, and when West takes the bandage off of his nose after he got hurt.
Oh, yeah. Paige wants to see
Paige,
it.
Paige, like, sprinted over. She's like, let me see.
Yeah.
Like, that could not be further from me, baby.
I think I'm there now. Just because I've seen some
too.
Shit.
I think you are. Okay, I got to say, the mixed drink with the tequila is hitting way better than the shot.
Oh, did you do it?
Oh, yes, I made you one.
When I'm talking, sometimes I get scared that I'm bleeding. So I'm like,
why did you have to say that?
I know, I'm so sorry. So if I sound weird and I like, yeah, we can cut that out.
Well, anything else happened to you this week? Any game?
March Madness.
March Madness? Do you watch basketball? It's the furthest thing from my mind.
Oh, I love March Madness.
Okay, who's your team?
Virginia.
Oh, duh.
Go Hoos. But we got out. We didn't even make it to the tournament. So
wow,
that was a moot point. But NC State, who took us out, went all the way to the Final Four. It was a good, good time. And Alabama, who I also root for, went very far as well. So there was some good stuff going on.
I almost wanted that to be a really long rant about basketball and have me take my headphones off again
and then
and
you
plug,
like,
my
plug
ears.
Your ears.
Like, I just can't listen to this. But that's good. I'm happy for you.
Thank you so
much. I feel bad for Virginia.
Yeah.
But I'm happy that you love something.
Well, can I? Okay.
Go ahead.
Well,
the people wanted. No, the people wanted Gabbity. That's what they're getting.
This is my Gabbity. It's so sad this is my Gabbity. But Virginia, if you recall, since you're so avid and basketball fan, they lost. They were the first team in history to lose as a number one seed. Basically, they were like one of the best teams. They lost in the first game. The next year, they came back and they won the entire championship.
Wasn't that kind of recent?
That was like 2019.
Yeah, I did. I remember that.
Yeah. So hopefully now it means we'll be back next year, baby.
What's it? A who? A what? An owl?
Hoo-hoo. A go Hoos.
Like a Hoos.
H-O-O-S.
What's a Hoos?
That's a great question.
It's not a Hoosier. That's another team.
That's Indiana.
What's your mascot?
The Cavalier.
But you're a Hoos.
Yeah, it's a strange.
Sports do not make sense. Go Hoos.
But if you ever hear my husband say, he says go Hoos with about any life event that occurs. Like, goes to the bathroom, go Hoos. They win basketball, go Hoos.
He's one of those.
He dressed up, don't cancel him. He was dressed up as Thomas Jefferson for every football game.
Why?
Because
I don't know anything about Virginia or Hoos.
I realize without context that would make no sense.
Cool, Kyle.
We never talk again.
All right, now on to the show.
Okay, on to the show. Let's go on to
the
show.
No, why? What is Thomas Jefferson? Is he from Virginia?
He founded the school.
Oh.
And so he's like a big mascot there, but now that's kind of like not as cool because he owned slaves and stuff, so.
Wow,
way
to bring it down.
I am so sorry. Oh my god, I'm the worst. Let's get into it.
No, hey, you gotta speak the fact. That was fun.
That was
all
so
the
fun.
Ladies that are listening, use that knowledge on your man tonight.
They scrubbed right through that. And that brings us to Beach Day.
Well, the end of Beach Day. I did think that Brock standing up for Tom in front of Ariana was like literally so wrong.
Yeah.
I normally am like, yeah, Brock, you speak facts. But for that, I'm like, she's allowed to be mad. Like, we do talk about this on Girls Unscripted all the time. But is it really that hard for these people to wrap their head around the fact that, like, Ariana is mad at her partner for cheating on her? Like, hello?
And for him to have the audacity to sit there and say things about her, like, that was the only bill that Ariana ever paid. As she said, what did they think was going to happen? What did they want her to do?
Right.
Smile?
Right, right. It's just...
Laugh? Like...
What did they... How like, did they
how
want
would
her
they,
to react?
Yeah, you know if that was Lala, it would be like World War III.
Like, she could have acted two ways. She could have acted the way that she acted, or she could have been like, yeah, you guys are right. She's not going to say that.
The girl that's fighting for her house to like to the nail. She's not going to just back down.
Yeah. So it's like, why is it allowed to be Tom's dream house, but not Ariana's dream house?
I felt so bad for her.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I like kind of teared up.
Okay. Well, you know, let's just go right into that scene because they go to the waterfront after that. And there is a lot to unpack there. And Sheena, Ariana and Lala do have this pretty deep conversation where Ariana really opens up. And I do think it was good for us as a viewer. I felt horrible for her. But it's so easy for her to seem like she has like this tough exterior.
Like she is stone.
And nothing bothers her and she doesn't give a fuck. And that kind of helps drive Tom's point of like, well, we were pretty much broken up anyways, right? Yeah. So it almost was nice. Again, I feel bad for her. But it was nice to see her kind of break down to just kind of remind us like she's hurting, you guys.
And as she said, this is traumatic.
It is traumatic, and no one seems to be taking it seriously. And if I were in her shoes, I would almost feel like, okay, obviously my friends aren't fucking siding with me, so I almost have to cry in front of them.
Yeah,
I have to break down in front of them.
Especially if she was double teamed by Sheena and Lala,
yeah,
who she already knows has weirdness against her about how she's handling the whole situation. I felt really bad for her.
I felt really bad for too. And it seemed like Sheena and Lala were receptive. And Lala even applauded her for the way that she handled it. And it was so sweet. Until we get to later in the episode.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
In her face, they're like, they could say good things. They act like good friends. And then, man, whoo, it's whiplash.
It's literally as if they like have amnesia and forget the conversations that they have. And then Sheena even does say like, fuck the materialistic things. You just need to get out of the house. It's like, I know she was just trying to be a good friend. I'm not going to like fault her on that. But like, no. Why should she just leave like everything because of what he did and leave all her shit behind?
I think what she is doing, and I hope she watches this, Ariana, I think she's setting a great example for strong ass women, because that is not an easy thing to do. She's taking the long road so she can get what is rightfully hers. But it's not an easy decision. My family would freak the fuck out if I were still in that house.
Yes.
I don't know how they deal with it. But good on her for saying, no, it's not right. She was like, he thinks that I was going to pack a backpack and just walk on out of there.
She's supposed to escape in the night. Like, yeah. He should have left that house and never came back.
Yeah.
He should be at her beck and call.
And
he
for him to have
up.
The audacity to even come at her with bills or anything, still.
Not only that, how about when he threatened her and said she's in for a rude awakening when she gets her own place?
He brought up the batteries again.
I think this man thinks he's the only person in the world who's ever bought batteries.
I love that was worth breaking the fourth wall for the producer to be like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah,
like you're going to get roasted for this.
Because he is out of his mind. He's out of his mind.
Victoria Lee Robinson. Why? I wonder
Victoria
what she's
Lee Robinson.
Is that her name?
Oh, that is his girlfriend. Wow, that was a quick.
I just wonder like what she, why? I don't know much about her.
Well, I honestly don't care.
I don't care either.
But you know who I do care about?
Katie and Tori.
Yeah. And I care about the love triangle. It is like, oh, Tori shows up to the waterfront. How convenient.
Oh.
It's weird. I will say, not to be rude, but she seems pretty thirsty to me, if I'm being honest. I think it's very obvious that producers were like, this is what you're going to do, so you need to do it. Like,
well, this is what I'm saying. When you're new to reality TV, aka when you're 24, you don't know that you have like human rights to push back on stuff.
Right.
You know, when they insinuate that you should like ham it up a little bit, you're like, okay, that's my
duty.
But
I don't think she wants to. I think
she loves it.
Yeah. And you know what? Tori, I'd love it too. If a producer came up to me and said, we want you to go on Vanderpump Rules, the biggest reality show on Bravo right now, and we want you to make out with Tom Schwartz and Katie Maloney, I would say, I'll pay you. I'll pay you. That's fine. I don't even need compensation.
I am so grateful for the opportunity. Yes, please.
But I think that she must have taken acting lessons from whoever Sheena has taken acting lessons from, because she's horrible. Like, literally, she's sitting there and she's like, like talking to Katie, and she's like, yeah, I like never get nervous. I want to kiss you.
It felt like
you're cute.
It felt like panic speech.
Yeah. So it's like, look, all of us, we're not stupid. We're on the 11th season of this show. We know this is like a plant, but I don't mind. It's refreshing. It's fun. I don't care. I'm here for it. I loved watching Katie make out with her.
Can I say, it is fun seeing the softer side of Katie.
I am absolutely loving Katie.
I'm like, man, you know what? I bet she is a really good partner.
And
like,
probably a good kisser, but I'll never know because producers never approached me and asked me to be in Tori's place.
I know you're upset about it, but like, you've got to get over it.
I'm fine.
Sheena knew her for 10 years. Wait, okay, so the math on this did befuddle me. If Tori is 24 and Sheena's, what, 38, 37?
I don't know.
And she's known Tori for 10 years. So when she was 27, she was hanging out with Tori when she's 14?
So I'm pretty sure Tori is friends with Sheena's little sister.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm gathering. But,
like, that's messed up,
but
Sheena.
See, it would feel more organic if that's the case. I'm not sure, but I would say I'm like
that
90%
right.
positive. Then Sheena's sister should have also came to the waterfront to make it seem more, oh, I just invited my sister and she brought Tori. It's like, it is a little weird. Like, Tori is noticeably quite young. Like, and it's one thing for Katie to be making out with her, but for Schwartz, it's just weird, dude. It's weird.
And Schwartz is not into it, but that's okay.
They're both. I think Schwartz seemed more into it. We'll get to it. Then that girl at Skybar that literally grabbed him and was like, you'll never kiss someone like me.
Oh, God.
I can't wait to talk about that scene. Let's move on from the waterfront, but I will say we should go there sometime because I have been there one time and I liked it. It's fun.
Oh, I love the waterfront. My husband's corporate Christmas party was there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I'd like to go back. Then Lala and Joe go to Tale of the Pup, which I just learned from TikTok. There is a secret tiki bar speakeasy in the back of that hot dog stand.
Where is this? I had never seen this before.
So this is actually a funny story. Oh, it's not that funny. Fuck. It's not that funny, but this is a story. I, for Halloween, dressed up as Sheena, and right. I went out in West Hollywood as Sheena, and I saw Kyle Chan. I'm like, I'm Sheena, and he's like, cool.
You said that to Kyle Chan?
I did. But anyways, moving on. I could not catch a fucking Uber out of there, so I walked back to my apartment, which isn't like crazy far, and I walked past Tale of the Pup, and I said the same thing that Lala said, like, how have I never seen this here the
whole
time?
It's in West Hollywood?
It's literally on Santa Monica and La Cienega. Yeah.
Is it behind something?
No, it's right on the sidewalk. It's what? Like in between two buildings, but it's like literally on Santa Monica Boulevard.
I'm like going there tomorrow. That's wild.
Yeah, the hot dogs look good.
Yeah, but I liked the cheese dog.
But they do have a secret speakeasy tiki bar in the back of there. Which
Shut
I
up.
Yeah, I saw it on TikTok. Like
add it to the list.
Really, the only note I had about this scene, because we really talk more about this scene when Katie is brought into it when they're at the dive bar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Joe saying she didn't know about Sandoval and Raquel is blasphemy. And if she actually didn't know, I've never even used the word blasphemy.
Yeah.
Did I use it correctly?
You did.
If she
it is blasphemous.
It's blasphemous. And what she's saying is blasphemy.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Thank you. And she better get her eyes checked. That was the end of my joke. I got distracted by the vocab.
No. You did I was just trying to yes and you. But I also thought it was absolutely wild. She just said a very roundabout way, it's not like I'm asking Sandoval what's up with him and his girlfriend, which is a crazy thing to say.
That is a really normal thing that you talk to someone about. How's Ariana? Like, literally, whenever I see most of my guy friends, I will ask them how their girlfriends are.
You know when an opportune time would be to ask that question? When they're in Big Bear together with Raquel.
Or it's kind of like, I understand why she didn't have to ask, because she went to Ariana's house for Thanksgiving with her and Tom. So she never even had to ask because she literally saw the two of them together. So she knew that they weren't broken up. So next they go to Topgolf. And you know how Kristen and Ariana became really good friends on Vanderpump Rules, but we never really like got to see it unfold. Just like
who?
Kristen and Ariana. This is like a separate thought.
Kristen?
Kristen Doty.
Yes. Okay. I thought you were making.
Sorry,
okay.
I'm making a comparison.
Yeah.
So Kristen and Ariana became super close friends, but we never really got to see it like unfold on Vanderpump.
Right.
They just like were friends. That's how I feel about James and Katie. Like, I feel like James and Katie are, like, super tight.
Sleeper friends.
And even in the after show, like, James is always, like, standing up for Katie. And, like, yeah, good for Katie. It's like, we didn't really get to see it unfold, but I'm happy that it's happened.
I like the vibe between them.
Yeah. They seem like...
I like Katie.
But I understand Katie not liking old James, but liking new James. Yeah. Old James was a bit tough to like. So that's fair.
Who could? I loved James's confessional about like how weird the whole situation was. Him
recounting the love triangle.
Because it is fucking weird. Oh, I noticed that Katie said she would rather eat a leather jacket.
And didn't she say denim jacket last time?
She did. So I wrote that down.
Yeah, I know you
just
loved that.
Just to notice it. Maybe that means she would eat a denim, but not a leather. You know, read between the lines.
When they were at Topgolf, I thought that this was going to be an episode where I would have been to everywhere that they went to. Because it's like, I've been to Venice Beach. I've been to the waterfront. I've been in the hot dog stand. I've been to Topgolf. I'm like, damn, I've been to every single place that they've been to. And then they go to the sperm bank. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I have not been to every place that they've been to this episode.
I was like writing the scene because I like write down where they are and who's there. And I was like, where are they? Cryobank. I thought it was going to be a cryotherapy thing. And I was like, oh, duh.
Oh, yeah, it makes
sense. It's a sperm bank.
I will say my boyfriend tried, this was like a long time ago before I even knew him, tried to donate sperm in LA, but it wasn't like accepted because of like a heart thing he had or like something.
Did he
like
want the money or was he trying to be nice?
The money for sure.
Oh my God.
But looking back, I'm so glad
he didn't.
That he didn't, because what if Lala chose his? And that's all I could think about the whole time they were the sperm bank. I'm like, what if like Dan was Lala's baby's father? That would be crazy. So if you out there have either donated sperm or know someone that did in LA, you might be Lala's baby daddy.
You're glad that didn't happen? I'm upset that didn't happen.
I can't co-parent with
Lala. We would have a seat at Thanksgiving dinner. Like
it would be me, Lala, and Amber Childers or whatever the fuck Randall's ex-wife's name is. At least I'd be in the crew.
Oh my God, that's too funny. I didn't have many notes about the sperm donor scene. It's pretty straightforward.
It is just like, yeah, until Lala and Sheena decide to just talk so much shit on Ariana because Ariana's not in front of them. And Lala's saying, you're choosing to stay in the house so I don't feel bad. They are not on Ariana's side. Like they, one minute they're crying at the waterfront saying like, oh, I totally get it. I totally see where you're coming from. And then the next, just talking shit behind her back.
But isn't that such like an homage to girl friendships? Like, I mean, if your friend is crying at the waterfront and you were there, you're going to say whatever you think you should say in the moment to make her feel better.
If my friend is crying at the waterfront, well, look, I've been told I'm a tough love friend.
Oh, that's good though.
If my friend is crying at the waterfront over something that I think is dumb, I will be there for her, but I will be like, it's crazy that you're crying over this right now. And I'm sorry, but I will be that way. But if I was Ariana's friend and she's crying over something that is real, you cannot deny what she is crying over is real.
Yep.
I would not go and then, how could you talk shit about that?
Behind her back.
How could you bitch about that?
That was rude.
These two are doing anything they can to stay relevant. And that includes siding with whoever will keep them relevant. And they do not want Ariana to have a main character storyline. They're jealous.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't even know if it's a relevancy thing. I think Lala's just genuinely pissed for some reason. But what would be the reason? Jealousy.
I don't understand how Lala can ride so hard for Ariana at the season 10 reunion and say the things that she said about Sandoval to Sandoval to then 9 months later be Sandoval's best friend and be against Ariana. And I did a TikTok live and I told them I would shout them out on the podcast. So if you were in my TikTok live today, Jamie, Megs, I see you.
We love you.
We talked about this a lot on the live and someone made a really good point that just 4 episodes ago, Lala was calling Tom Sandoval a groomer.
Yep.
And now Ariana's the crazy one.
We've always said this about Lala though. This is what she does. She can get like extremely upset about one thing and then the next day it'd be like the most exciting thing that's ever happened to her. Like it is, talk about whiplash. Like, woo, girl.
She does get
stick with it. Stick with an opinion. I do. It makes it really hard to defend her because I like Lala and I want to defend her, but she doesn't stay consistent.
I like Lala as a human being. I do not like Lala as a friend. No. I think she's a good friend to certain people. I think she's a great friend to Sheena.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, her and Ariana were never fucking friends. She decided to ride for Ariana at the end of season 10 because why? Ariana could keep her relevant. Mm-hmm. She got invited to the White House with Ariana and Lisa.
Made a merch line.
Made a merch out of it. She clung to who she thought was going to be relevant. Now she's seeing Tom Sandoval maybe has more of a future on this show. I'm going to cling to him now.
But I also think, I feel like there's something else because you wouldn't have that kind of wrath she had at the reunion were it not personally offensive to her at some level. And maybe it's just because it was triggering because of Randall, but like she wasn't acting that. She was fucking mad.
Okay, so my friend Elizabeth Passmore, I always got to give shout outs because like yeah. I will never take people's theories and like pretend like they're my own.
No, that'd be rude.
Because I don't plagiarize.
No.
But my friend Passmore had a really good point that Lala likes to take people down. And when this whole thing happened with her and Randall, what did she do? They came out with a documentary on Hulu. And what is Randall doing now? Living his life in LA. Yeah. Just living day to day. He's fine. It doesn't matter. And I think Lala wants what Ariana wants. Mm-hmm. What wants what Ariana has.
Mm-hmm.
And since she didn't get that, no matter how hard she tried to break Randall down, it's fully just her like being envious and jealous. So now she's trying to break Ariana down.
I could see that.
She wants to come out on top no matter how hard she's trying. Also, apparently, this is like a side note, she revealed the gender of her baby on Amazon Live before anything.
I saw that. I was like, oh my God, payday.
What kind of like Illuminati hold does Amazon Live have over Lala Kent?
It's called money. Dollars.
Lala, if you're being like held against your will, like wear yellow in your next Amazon Live. Remember when people used to do that to Britney Spears? Wear yellow in your next video.
Britney, just do it. But I mean, like, they pay them a lot. Like Kyle Richards was on Amazon Live a
Paige
ton.
Paige DeSorbo's on it
Paige
like every week.
Loves yeah. Amazon Live. It's where shit goes down. It's like the dark horse of Gibbity Gap gossip.
It's literally like the evening news. Watch what happens live. Amazon Live.
And TikTok's like somewhere in the middle there.
The only thing I said about the whole hair color scene, and I wrote it in all caps, is I like Tom's blonde hair. Sue me.
Wow.
I'm really alone. I didn't like it at first, but once it like got toned a little better, and like I think a couple episodes in, I liked it. I liked the bleach blonde male hair renaissance that happened over this summer.
Well, you'll be hearing from my attorney because I absolutely will be suing you.
I'm criminal. No, I'm the minority. I know.
He looked awful.
I don't think he looked
that
looked
bad. It looked so bad. So much so that I was like, oh, I feel bad for Joe's career. Like, this is not going to be good for her hairstyling career.
Some people are like, she did that on purpose because he was making a fool out of her. I mean, no. Her hair is kind of the same color.
Yeah. I mean, oh, God. The whole scene was cringe to me.
But I like the blonde. I don't really care.
Dad bod Ken.
Is the next scene the dates?
Yep.
I have literally nothing to say about these, quote, dates with Tori, Tom, and Katie because they're fake as fuck and they honestly, they just don't deserve my thoughts. I'm going to savor my thoughts for the rest of the episode.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to add on to that. You can we got to move on.
You can say something.
It's a note I've already said. I really like seeing the softer side of Katie.
Yeah, that's true.
It made me want to paint.
It did make
Sue me.
I'd love to paint with Katie.
I'd love to paint with you.
We should do that sometime. We should. That was sweet. I could feel that.
Boop.
Oh my God, she touched my nose.
I don't know. Maybe this is going to be a thing now.
This is like the Tori and
this
Katie
is Tori
of Girls Unscripted. Oh my God.
Don't
it's
because
we took a shot.
It really is.
I was telling the TikTok live, I was like, if we're acting goofy, it's because we're drinking. I was like, we're drinking today.
It is late and I would rather be nowhere else. To be honest.
All right. Then the ladies make a superstar Quentin Tarantino entrance into a dive bar that yeah. I looked up is in a strip mall in the Valley.
I was going to ask. I literally asked, where
are they?
I looked
it up because I thought it was a cool look. I love a dive bar.
Me too. But I was like, maybe it was the Dime. And I was like, no, it's like a.
Oh, the Dime.
But it's, is that even still around?
Yes. I live right by it.
Oh my God.
Also, for those of you who don't know, the Dime, you know, the Dime has a Vanderpump connection.
I'm not surprised.
So the Dime is a dive bar in LA. It's on Fairfax. Stacy, the bartender from the Hills, worked at the Dime. That's where Spencer met her. Stacy and Sheena are friends. Yeah. Sheena was on the hills.
Sheena was on the hills.
There you have it.
Let the case rest.
Yeah. We've rested our case.
We've rested our case.
Our blasphemous case. I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Is it right for Katie to be upset at Lala for going out with Joe?
Yes.
I think so too.
Yes.
I think so too. I think, imagine if Katie went out. Imagine if they were trying to make one of Randall's exes a storyline and then Katie decided to like befriend that person.
There's no justifying it. It doesn't make any sense.
I also think it's less about like, why are you like hanging out with Joe, but more about like, why is Joe getting such a fucking storyline?
Yeah.
It's one thing if she's connected to Schwartz. Sure, Allie did a scene with her, but it's Allie. She's not really a long-term friend.
They're
right?
both introduced in this season.
They both want screen time. Yeah. They're going to hang out with each other.
Yeah.
But for Lala, I would be pissed too if I were Katie. Like, why? So I think when she was really questioning her, it wasn't so much like, it was more so like, why are we giving her more screen time?
I also felt I would feel really betrayed. Like, she went behind my back. It's a thing to go film with someone. I mean, there was a call sheet. They had a time. They had to do all this stuff. And all this was going on with Joe and she had no idea.
Yeah. It wasn't like, oh, we just like got like.
Oh, yeah. Like, I ran into her at the hot dog stand.
Yeah, it was a little silly. Mm-hmm. And then I wrote in all caps, yet again, Sheena and Lala have zero loyalty. I think this is in terms to like, in regard to the whole Joe thing. Mm-hmm. Lala just wants to be relevant. You don't get lunch at a hot dog stand with Joe unless you're trying to be relevant on VPR.
But she's softer, Kate.
Okay. People on my live were asking me how I felt about that. What does that mean?
What does that mean? I have no fucking idea. Like, I can't even give you a theory. I guess it's because she's like looking for a sperm donor.
I think she's saying I'm being softer as her way of saying like, it's her way of validating her being friends with Sandoval again.
Yeah.
She's saying I'm softer now. I'm trying. Basically, if I could decipher it, I'm trying to be the bigger person. I'm trying to be a better person. I'm trying to hear everybody out. I'm softer. Really what that means is I need to be friends with everybody on this show because I need to secure my spot on whatever spinoff.
Well, now that you say that, who was the first one to apologize to Rachel?
Exactly.
Who was the first one to like kind of get on good terms with Sandoval? Like, she is making the rounds.
Yeah. So I think the softer thing is just an excuse to like, if anybody like calls her out for like, well, you're hanging with Sandoval, you're hanging with Joe, you're texting her, it's like, yeah, because I'm softer now.
Yeah, that's actually crazy.
So it's not a season of Vanderpump Rules without a Sky Bar appearance,
without the Mondrian.
Imagine going to a singles event and seeing both the Toms there.
Who would you go for?
Schwartz.
Absolutely.
You know, but I did see both the Toms at Sky Bar one time.
You did? And yeah. Tom said something pre-Scandoval?
This was pre-Scandoval. It was like July of 2021. I was at Sky Bar, which they go to on Vanderpump Rules all of the time. And I was sitting...
On and off camera.
And this was off camera, even though it was in the summer. And I was sitting like two tables over from them. And I was like, holy fucking shit. That is Tom and Tom. Like, that's crazy. And I'm like, I have to talk to them. But I didn't want to be a fangirl and talk about Vanderpump Rules. So I was like, what can I pull out of my memory that will just really stroke Sandoval's ego? So I complimented the cocktail book that him and Ariana did. Mm. So he was up at the bar and Classic. I was up at the bar. And I was like, hey, by the way, like, love the cocktail book. I have a copy. I do. I have a copy of it. I did love it. And he was like, oh, thanks so much. Like, what's your name? And I'm like.
That impression is.
And I'm like, beautiful. I said, Kate. And he's like, oh, thanks so much, Kate. That's awesome. So whatever. So I met him. It was fine. Whatever. So then we go about our lives at the Mondrian. Didn't talk to Schwartz. Schwartz was there for like 2 seconds and left. I'm walking home. Yeah, I'm actually walking to Barney's Beanery from Sky Bar, which is now the fucking hottest bar in LA. Taylor Swift was just there.
She went to Barney's?
Yes. If Barney's Beanery is like where I would take my parents when they would visit from out of town because they're picky eaters and they just wanted an American restaurant.
It's like bar food.
Like, I don't know why it's like so cool.
Tom Sandoval loves
there.
Barney's Beanery.
So anyways, we're walking to Barney's Beanery from Sky Bar.
That's crazy. Taylor went.
And I hear from above, Kate. And I look up. And it's Tom Sandoval yelling my name from a balcony.
He's so smooth.
And he's like, hey. And I'm like, hey, Tom, the fuck? And then he goes, I go. I'm like, I might as well just fucking. I'm like, we're going to Barney's Beanery, like down the street if you guys want to come. And he didn't really answer it. He went back into his balcony. We go to Barney's Beanery and we're there for like 10 minutes. And who the fuck do you think walks in?
Tom Sandoval.
Tom Sandoval, great guest.
That was a great guest.
So he walks in and we're like eating and I'm like at my table. I'm like, guys, what the fuck? Like, not like he actually came. So at the very end, I went up to like him and his friends. I'm like, hey, like you guys came. He's like, oh yeah, well, you know, we're like close by, whatever. He's like, you should come to TomTom tonight. I'm going to be there. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like, girls, I got an exclusive invite to fucking TomTom from Tom himself.
That is wild.
We're going to go. So then I go to TomTom at night. He's like swarmed by people because he was like cool back then. Right. Never ended up talking to him. It is what it is. The night ended. Fine.
Thank God.
I told so many people that story and they were like, Kate, he was trying to fuck you.
I was going to say, thank God. You would have been in a really uncomfortable situation.
I'm like, guys, he would never do that to Ariana. He would never do that to Ariana. Like
little
I
did we know.
I rode so hard for this man who was yelling my
to
name
this man.
From a balcony.
To this guy.
I rode so hard for him.
Oh, that is wild.
Hey, man.
Would
thanks.
You turn him down back then?
So at this time, I had just gotten out of my shitty 6-year-long relationship that mm-hmm. I do talk about on this podcast
yes,
every now and
it
then.
Didn't end. Prettily.
And I was maybe broken up for a week and I was like on the prowl. I yeah. was like looking to hook up.
Looking to tear.
But I still, my parents listen to this.
That's okay.
But I still wouldn't have gotten with Tom Sandoval because I like Ariana.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I would have gotten with Tom Schwartz.
Was he with Katie at the time?
Yes. And I love Katie, but Tom
that's
Schwartz
really
is just,
honest of you.
Tom Schwartz, there's just something about him. Like, I just think he's so cute. But the guilt would have, I would have felt so guilty. I probably would have ended up DMing Katie and been like, I hooked up with.
Oh, God.
So I don't know if that makes me a good person or a bad person. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk shit on Joe when I've considered, look, but I don't know. I don't know if I would have actually have gotten with Tom Schwartz, but I just think he's really cute. Mm-hmm. You know what? I think I would have made out with Tom Schwartz. I don't think I would have gone all the way.
Would you made out with Sandoval?
No, I actually wouldn't have. I'm like, he's not for me.
Okay. Doesn't he smell?
You know, I have heard that. I did not clock that.
Okay. Okay, but that makes
also,
me feel a
we
little
were
bit
outdoors
better.
And like at a pool.
I'm just like, I see him and I cringe a little bit. I'm like, oh God.
There's just so many bad stories. But look, I gotta say, he was nothing but nice to me. I don't know.
Well, we all know why.
We all know why. And you know, while I'm just fucking yapping stories out at you guys, this is like a quick one. I'm really taking my spotlight today.
The stage is yours.
But so Craig, Tom's new assistant, mm-hmm. I know a little bit of backstory about Craig. So Craig worked at TomTom. Mm-hmm. He, when they did the episode where they interview people to work at TomTom, Craig was one of the people that got interviewed.
Oh,
here's
good
how,
memory.
But here's how I know that.
Okay.
Years ago, when I first broke up with my shitty ex-boyfriend, again, mm-hmm. like I said, I was on the prowl.
Right.
No, I went to a bar called Laurel Hardware. They have like the hottest bartenders and Craig was my bartender. And the only reason that I know for a fact that it was him is because I remember thinking, this guy looks like Joe Jonas. He's so hot. And I thought he was being kind of flirty with me. He gave me like a free drink and everything. I was like, I need to find this man. So I somehow managed to find him on Instagram.
Do you follow him? Did you follow him?
No. I didn't follow him. He had like a zillion, gazillion followers. And I'm like, okay, I don't stand a chance. But then when I saw him on Vanderpump, so I knew pretty well like what he looked like. I was like, holy shit, that's the guy that I was in love with for 2 hours.
Oh,
at
wow.
Laurel Hardware. And now he's, quote, Tom's assistant, which I don't think that lasted very long because I'm pretty sure Tom now said his assistant is his cousin.
What?
Yeah, it's hard to keep up.
It's hard to keep up. It's a revolving door.
Joe is obsessed with Tom and won't stop touching his hair.
Joe, sweet Joe.
Why did she go to a singles event with Tom Schwartz?
Why did she do that? And why did she get upset when he was acting as a single?
Because, and look, if it's true that they do say I love you to each other, I could understand her being like, I thought we were just here to support Sandoval. I went to a singles event before and mm-hmm. I was not single. Mm-hmm. And I went with my friends just to like be there and help them and support them, whatever. And we got little stickers with the green, red.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I could see her confusion. I just would love to know, like, really, like, what is the backstory between Joe and Tom? Like, what is true? What is not?
I kind of believe Joe.
I kind of believe Joe.
I kind of just like don't put it past Schwartz. Also, he like posted something that was like, man, get it together, Schwartz. That was a bad episode.
You know what? He probably does feel like an ass. Because I do say, like...
But how many times does he need to feel like an ass till he stops being an ass?
Well, look, here's the thing. Joe has watched Sandoval on television. Mm-hmm. There's no way she hasn't. There are 10 seasons of television.
Oh, you mean shorts?
Let me restart that. Joe has watched Sandoval on 10 seasons of Vanderpump Rules being a shitty boyfriend, a shitty fiance, and a shitty husband.
You said it again.
Did I say Sandoval again? Oh my God.
I was like, am I having a stroke? Is she having a stroke?
I okay. honestly am not even listening to what I'm saying.
Let's take it. The tequila. Let's try it again.
I must feel like we have tequila. Okay. Okay. Joe has watched 10 seasons of Schwartz on Vanderpump Rules being a shitty boyfriend, a shitty fiance, and a shitty husband. And she really thought, and ladies, we need to stop doing this.
Mm-hmm.
She really looked at that and thought, I can change him.
Mm-hmm.
So she went in, fresh after a divorce. Mm-hmm. The divorce papers were hardly signed. The ink was still wet.
Yeah.
And thought he would be different to her than he was to Katie.
Mm-hmm.
It is not the woman's fault. It's his fault.
Well, she thinks she's in this delusion that they have this chemistry that's just like storybook-esque. I think she really just thought, oh, I'm the one that can change him. Girls, that is such, we've all been there.
I'm different.
Yeah, like I'm different. I know he's like not the best track record, but like I'm different.
But I do understand it being really easy. Like this was the perfect example of how it's easy to call women crazy.
Yeah.
Because you could look at Joe and be like, she's crazy. Like Tom is literally saying he doesn't want a relationship, he doesn't want to hook up. But what he's saying in public versus what he's saying behind closed doors is probably completely different. And I don't think Joe was crazy to think that they had more than what they had. I think it's a little crazy when they're having a serious conversation and in the middle she goes, but I don't think she's crazy in thinking that her and Tom were going to like be a thing.
If they were still hooking up and they were saying, I love you, but he had
they,
it coming.
But were they saying, I love you? Or but were they saying, I love you, Joseph. T-Money, I love you.
Joseph, God, I love you. I bet it was like that.
How would it be?
No, Joseph, I love you.
No, it was, she said, I love you, Tom. And he said, I love you too, Joseph.
Yes. I love you too, Joseph. Yes, that's what it was. That's what it was.
Oh, Joseph, or, I love you
too. Or this. Ready? I love you too, Joseph.
Yeah, I love you too. Love ya. He said, yeah.
Love ya. Love you, girly. Where were we?
Let's see. Oh, I said, I do think there's masculine. Okay, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Can you be friends with someone you used to date?
Okay, let's rephrase that question. Am I friends with anyone I used to date?
Okay, great.
Yes. Well, but it was like high school. I was 15. So that doesn't count. No.
I think there's a null period, a statute of limitations.
Yeah, okay. Anyone in like the last, like when you're like an actual adult relationship, yeah. It's kind of hard for me to answer because I moved to LA and had one relationship the whole time I was out here. And now I have another one. I'm not friends with that first man at all. But it's really hard. I think if you're in the same friend group and you guys broke up, I think if you're Katie and Tom, you can. I think if you're Ariana and Tom, you can't. I think if you broke up and you're on like amicable terms and you guys do have the same friends and no one necessarily did anything wrong.
Yeah.
No. Yes, you should be able to be friends and hang out with the same people. It doesn't mean you have to hang out. Like you can still distance yourself, but you're allowed to be friendly.
Yeah.
If it's Ariana and Tom, no.
No.
What do you think?
I kind of think no. I mean, like, and it's different if you're in a group of friends being civil towards each other and being nice, but like being friends, I think there's always this little seed inside both of them that they like either don't acknowledge or they do acknowledge that like, oh, there's, I just think it's hard to erase it. But again, there are statute of limitations. So it's been like 15 years. I think that's fair. You can do it.
Right.
But if it's recent, within the past 6 years, I would give it. I mean, I just don't see how it would work.
I think you can be in the same friend group, but not friends.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, like, I'm trying to think of, like, examples in the Bravo world. I mean, like, Kristen and Sandoval were friends. But they were, like, friendly. It was still friend group. They're not hanging out just the two of them.
Yeah. And they're not texting each other for, like, relationship advice or, like, day-to-day stuff or anything like that.
I mean, Sheena's still best friends with all of her exes.
With Adam.
She's still tight. She's, like, friendly with Mike Shay, I've heard.
Oh, that's good.
I actually think that's good, too. I heard that Shay's mom passed away and Sheena was invited to the funeral.
Oh.
But she, like, couldn't go because she was doing something. I don't know.
Oh, Sheena.
Yeah. It was something. It was, like, a real thing. I don't remember what it was. It, like, okay, could have been, like, her wedding weekend,
okay,
you know?
Okay. Okay. Benefit of the doubt.
Let's talk about paintball.
Boo.
It was kind of a boring scene, really. There's not much to say. Brock wore a t-shirt and shorts paintballing. That is psychotic behavior. Katie wants is loyalty and consistency in a friendship, and Lala is neither of those things.
Mm-hmm.
She changes her stance on her friends with every interview she does. She mm-hmm. never thinks she does anything wrong. Just shit we've been talking about this whole time. It's so, like, lame to me, though, that it's like the girls show up to paintball just so they can have a 1 minute long talking conversation.
A gossip sesh, yeah, while they're doing paintball. I think everyone should have done paintball. I that scares me shitless. The whole thing, I don't like it. Like, I have high anxiety. I just, the thought of, like, getting shot and guns. I know they're paint. I know it's paint.
Well, I'm really glad you brought this up because I have a paintball story.
Oh, thank God.
I haven't told many stories this episode. I went paintballing for a friend's birthday. It was really fun. But we, like, layered the fuck up on clothes and still had welts, like, through my, on my skin.
I can't.
So the fact that a lot of these guys were, like, barely wearing anything was crazy. But you could buy, like, extras. So you buy, like, the paint, the balls, and the gun, and whatever. But you could buy extra things. And they had a paint grenade. And it was basically, like, almost like a water balloon filled with paint. It looked like a grenade. And you could, like, throw it in an opponent. I, unfortunately, had never got the chance to throw it to my opponent. So at the very end, when, like, our game was over, I, like, needed to see this thing explode. So I pegged it. I, like, slammed it up against the tree as hard as I could. But I didn't throw it hard enough, and it bounced off the tree back at me and exploded all over me.
Oh, please say there's video of it.
It was, no, but I live to tell the tale.
Bummer.
It was funny.
It was so funny. I always think of 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, I haven't really seen that movie in quite some time. I don't even remember.
It might be, like, my favorite of all time.
It's a great movie.
It's a great film.
Oh, he's such a cutie. I remember when I first saw that, I was convinced that Heath Ledger and Joseph Gordon-Levitt were twins. Do they not look like and have the same face?
I do not see that.
They don't have the same face. In that movie, they have the same face.
Hold on. The face thing, I'm thinking of him with the hair and the other hair. So let me think. Okay, you might have something. I would have to look it up.
I'm literally looking it up. Oh my God. Just in this picture. Tell me that is not the same face.
Okay, that does look photoshopped.
And Julia Stye, honestly, they kind of all look like they have the same face.
Do you know
face.
Who that is?
Yeah, I thought he was so
the
hot.
Cult leader. He started a cult.
He did?
In Venice. Andrew Keegan, is that his name?
I think you're right. He was on Full House.
Yes.
He's a cult leader?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's full on cult.
That's that basement he brought me to.
The liquor. I don't, oh God, something in Venice.
Oh, rumors. Okay, I'm going to look that up later. We're getting off topic. When Rachel edits this, she's going to be like, these bitches went so off topic. Oh my God. This is why we're all going on a bye week for Coachella. Because the amount of shit she has to cut out.
Down the rabbit hole. Andrew Keegan, TikTok, cult rumors? Question
I'm
mark?
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I know.
For those of you that
you won't
like
be sleeping tonight.
For those of you that like the Gabbity, like this is a really good Gabbity.
This is a great
episode. All right, the final scene, we did kind of briefly talk about like Tom and Joe of it all.
Oh no, oh God, this scene.
Joe tells Tom to shut the fuck up.
Which is great.
That was sick. It was sick. I think that I've just had written down she's now finally dealing with what Katie's been dealing with all of these years.
Mm.
I do think Tom is being a fuckboy.
Mm-hmm.
But I do appreciate that he is looking Joe right in the eye and saying he doesn't want a relationship and he is hooking up with other people.
Mm.
Even though he is saying it like a 3-year-old
like an
boy.
Asshole.
Like, but Joseph, like, I just like, Joseph, like, I just, I don't want a relationship right now.
I'm getting numbers. I'm hooking
Joseph,
up with people.
I mean, I am hooking up with other people, Joseph.
What?
There's nothing in here. I almost put it. It's just, yeah, it's like, at least he's saying it. I did clock that this is the third time that Joe has run out of somewhere crying.
Bless her sweetheart.
She ran out of Hotel Ziggy. She ran out of Sky Bar. And she ran out of Tom's.
It was a rough year.
Not many people run out of places crying. I don't know if that's like her shtick.
I felt bad this one. Oh, when she said, I'm like, I need to call my dad. I was like, oh, I feel that so bad. Oh, it's just so sad.
Okay, to play devil's advocate.
I know.
There's a piece of me that makes me think like she's like doing this to make us feel bad.
Oh, I
the fact that she keeps running out and she's like, everyone's being so mean to me or whatever. It's like,
I'm known to be a sucker for people. So I feel badly really easily. So that could be true.
To play devil's advocate on my devil's advocate, though, she's not used to reality TV. And I do think
she's new to this.
If I was put in a high pressure situation, my instinct would be to leave the room.
She's sitting cross-legged in her talking head. You know, she's brand new to this.
Yeah, I like that, though, actually.
I do, too.
She looked chill.
Yeah, she matches the vibe.
If I were Katie watching this back, I would feel so fucking validated. Because imagine how pissed you would be if you like... Not only your ex got in a new relationship pretty quickly after you, but you also had to watch all of it go down on TV. And then on top of that, imagine if he was like a good partner. I'd be so mad. So the fact that he is a bad partner, if I were Katie, I'd be like, this is exactly why I divorced.
Also, ladies, this is a reminder that when you get out of a bad relationship, don't be jealous of the next person they get. Feel sorry for
them.
They're
literally cleaning up the mess, and sometimes the mess cannot be cleaned.
It's gonna be the same problems. Like, bless their hearts, you know?
Can Tom Schwartz not say real names in serious, like, situations? Like, when he was chasing her out of the hallway, he's like, Joseph? Joseph! Oh. And, like, even when him and Katie would fight, it was Bubba, Bubba, and on Winterhouse, Floody, Floody, Floody. Like, what is he called? Tori? Pinky?
I think he needs copious amounts of therapy.
Just call them by their freaking
real name.
I think
it's a therapy thing. He clearly has like a coping problem with stressful situations.
He can't take anything seriously.
Yeah. I think it's a shutdown. I think it's a safety mechanism for him. He just like will shut down with humor and mask it. That's what I think. But I'm no psychologist.
All right. So for our question of the week this week, again, if you don't know, we ask a question every week. We may even do two questions this week since we're recapping the Valley. Our Instagram handle is Girls Unscripted Pod. And the question for you guys is, does Katie have a right to be upset with Lala for hanging with Joe? Again, we're going to post that on our Instagram. We want you to comment. We love hearing your thoughts because
sound off.
Like her and I, we could say as much as we want, but we want to hear what the people have to say.
We want to be fair judges.
All right, hit us with the ASMR this week, girl.
Can I also just say, brutal on our comp. We're getting great reviews and it's so nice. And thank you everyone who's rated and subscribed. It's amazing.
I know what you're going to say and I was hoping you didn't see this comment.
Oh, yes. But okay, well, I have a counter to it.
We'll say the comment first.
It was savage that we didn't get a 5, we got a 4 because of the ASMR. I mean, that knocked it down a whole star.
What did they say? That they hate the ASMR, so they stopped listening.
So they stopped listening at the end.
Look, I'm going to be honest. When I was doing the ASMR, I hated doing it, but I like it when you do it. I think it's really funny.
On the counter argument is someone else on the comments said, I fucking love the ASMR.
It's funny because it's in order is that I hate ASMR. And literally like the next comment is like, the ASMR is my favorite part.
You can't win them all,
you really can't win them all. But we love the honesty.
So yeah. So if you don't like the ASMR, I guess see you later.
Let's say goodbye to that one listener right now. Bye. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
All right, now for that one listener that loves the ASMR, this one's for you.
Hey, girl. Okay. Okay, all right, everybody. Welcome to the ASMR. If you could just sit back, relax. Catherine is going to sleep. I feel like my voice is shaking.
She's nervous.
I'm so nervous. It's like seeing a ghost, but like a bitchy ghost. Like a ghost. That's a bitch. That's it, everyone.
Wait. I want to guess who said that.
Who said it?
Is it a man?
Nope.
Stassi?
No, I thought it was going to be Stassi too.
Who?
It's said about Stassi.
Oh, who said it?
Sheena.
That's a good line.
Isn't it a good line for Sheena? I know. She doesn't have many good.
I wouldn't have guessed.
Like ringer quotes, but there it is. There you have it.
There you have it. And I feel like this was like a pretty good recap of this episode. I think are you mocking me?
I think we went all over the place in a great way. I loved it.
You know why I think
let's see how they like it.
I think it was a good recap?
The shot.
Because we drank.
Do we have to do that?
Maybe.
We're not as interested.
But then we're
going
to listen to it back sober and it's going to make
no sense.
We're going to
be so upset tomorrow. Rachel's going to kill us.
She can handle it.
She can handle it. She's a tough cookie.
She's very tough. Bye. Let's send them out. All right, everybody. That's our episode. As always, I want to be a corny little bitch and thank you all for listening and for watching and for all of the rates and reviews, even the negative review about the ASMR. You still gave us 4 stars.
And we appreciate the feedback.
Yeah, we do. We're still doing the ASMR.
We're still going to do it.
But really, like, we would not be doing this podcast if it wasn't for everybody listening and the fact that we, like, love the show and we genuinely love doing this.
Did we tell them we charted this week?
No, we didn't. Tell them.
Guys, we're on Apple charts this week. I don't know if we still are, but we got on to, we were like up as far as like 117 under TV and film.
Yeah, which was pretty awesome. The only reason that I even knew about it is because someone on TikTok told me in the comments.
And so, we were above like big names.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we were above Bethany.
Yeah, we were right next to Kristen Cavallari.
We were next to Kristen Cavallari.
And that, I mean, I know that shit like fluctuates all the time. But for us, like we said earlier, the reason that we're taking a bye week, we record on Wednesdays, we edit on Thursdays, we listen down, we post everything ourselves on Fridays. Like, we do this completely by ourselves. Rachel, our producer and editor, does this for free. We do this after work. It's pitch black outside. So, like, for us to be so small and scrappy and to be on Apple charts is, like, really cool.
Bananas. Like, just seeing our little thumbnail that we made and put together.
Well, and you know what I loved about it is, like, it would be, like, the podcast name and then their network. So, it would be, like, podcast iHeart, podcast Dear Media. And then it was, like, Girls Unscripted. Girls Unscripted.
It was just us.
Because we're our own network.
We're our own. Oh, fuck. That's so cool.
It was cool.
We're the next Nick Viall production
series. So thank you.
Thank you so much, everybody. We will see you not next week, but the week after.
Well, and we're going to do a Valley episode after this.
Yes. So stay tuned.
Thanks. Bye.